Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together. I hope you'll call. As usual, end of the night, people waiting. Beginning of the night, I'm talking to myself. So if you are miffed that you don't get in quickly enough, call now. 888-876-5593. From the What Were They Thinking department, we have a Wingstop in Memphis. Wingstop fast food location. Apparently, it's tough being an employee at a fast food location. You're going to have some disgruntled customers, and they'll probably get on your last nerve. But very few employees would actually think about throwing hot oil on them. Yeah, intentionally. That's what happened in Memphis. And so the deal was, About 3 weeks ago now, two women visited a Wingstop on Winchester Road in Memphis to collect their order. And during their visit, a dispute arose between the women and the Wingstop employee. Apparently, the employee responded by going to the kitchen, filling a bowl with hot cooking oil, and then throwing it at the two customers. One woman was struck in the face and the upper torso, causing her severe burns that required immediate hospitalization. Ultimately, she has second-degree burns from 18.5% of her entire body. The other woman was hit on the right shoulder, resulting in burns less severe. And the woman with a more severe injury later identified the shift worker as the person who threw the oil. And obviously, an arrest was made at the Shelby County Jail with bond set at $7,500. And I'm not 100% sure what happened to the employee. The employee was Josina Herring, apparently. And I assume that she was arraigned and made bail since she's no longer listed on the jail's inmate roster. So we assume that she'll be there for her next court appearance. We also assume she won't be working at the Wingstop, though we're not sure, because the Wingstop declined to comment. Yeah, couldn't be reached for comment. Well, I kind of understand that, because what would you say? Yeah, other than they're fired. Don't even need to hear the other side of the story. Yes, no matter what it was, throwing hot oil on the customer is not the solution, much as you might want to. All right, then we have an Oklahoma couple. Oh, man. Talk about people who don't deserve to be parents. And they're clearly drug addicts, to say the least. And so they have a dealer. And apparently, when funds were tight, they sold their toddler to the dealer for drugs. I kid you not. Methamphetamine dealer, of course. Problem is, the kid's in the wind, because a kid came with absolutely no paper. Drug dealer allegedly was going back to Mexico, assumed he wasn't here legally as far as that goes. All they knew was, well, his name was Carlos. Yeah. And we sold our child to him. All right. So on top of that, by the way, they have older children who were quick to report to authorities that that the couple engaged in severe child abuse. And in fact, horrifying to say, the teenage children reported that mom would shoot the toddler with BB guns, strike her with a wooden paddle, lock her in a closet. And apparently, when officers searched the home, they did find a wooden paddle inscribed with the phrase, "The Last Resort." They also claimed that dad had forced the child to consume a hot pepper and repeatedly poured hot sauce into her eyes. You really got to wonder. And then one of the daughters reported to investigators she had previously been sexually abused by her father. So clearly the older teens were watching it, but too traumatized to report it. So efforts to locate the child, who would be turning six in September, have resulted in nothing. Absolutely nothing. All they know is Carlos, and he was headed back to Mexico. All right, so you're saying they better be arresting this couple. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mom is facing 9 felony charges, 6 counts of child abuse, 1 count of forcible sodomy, 1 count of lewd and indecent acts to a child, as well as, I guess that might have been dad. Mom charged with 1 count of enabling child abuse. Previous charges of child abandonment in Oklahoma County last year. So that's not enough as far as I'm concerned. But there you have it. 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. And we have requests, all right, and a joke from Ken. So, Ken, how's it going?
Good, Raleigh, yourself, long time, I'll see.
Yes, good to hear from you.
Yeah. My first question, Leah from Marcus Hook, Leah, is she still around?
Oh, yes, Leah is still around as far as we know. She doesn't listen as much anymore. She was really looking for something that would be more politically oriented, and we couldn't deliver that.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I got 2 jokes and a song request.
Okay.
All right. What's the difference between a steak and a shooting star?
What?
A steak is meaty, and a shooting star is a little meatier.
Oh, God. All righty then. Yes, you'll be here all week. Try the veal. All right. What else you got?
The second one I got. A guy goes into the doctor's office, says, "Doc, every time I drink a cup of coffee, I get a stabbing pain in my eye." The doctor says, "Well, take the spoon out next time."
Yeah, there you have it.
Probably a good one.
Probably too true. That's what's frightening about that.
Right. And I was listening to Fran last night.
Yeah.
Here in Chicago, it's totally different. It's they'll call you on the phone. The doctor, the nurses, to see how you're doing. You could do everything over the phone.
How nice. Well, it really isn't a case of location. It's a case of practice. Some practices, absolutely, they're very oriented toward that. Others, they want to pawn you off on the app no matter what. So hopefully, though, Fran's got it taken care of now. We'll see in the ensuing weeks.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
And let's see. The record I want is George Benson, In Your Eyes.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
All right, good deal. We'll get it for you, Ken. Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Same here. Take care,
Raleigh. Good deal. Yeah, all right. So, 888-876-5593. Jan in Dallas got a request. So, okay, Jan, what you want to hear tonight?
Oh, Chuck Berry, Almost Grown.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I love a shooting star.
Yeah, right, a little meteor. Oh, God. Yeah, well, why not a play on words? There you have it. All right, we'll get Almost Grown for you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, my pleasure as far as that goes. I know if you listen to this show, you put up with my bumpers and you request your own, of course, but more to the point, you love radio or you wouldn't be listening to me, I don't think, since we talk about it so often. So that's why I'm always telling you about the Sea Crane Company, and hopefully you're well aware. But if you haven't been there yet, go to ccradio.com. ccradio.com. Yeah. Like I've told you many times, Bob Crane should be knighted for this. But when radio reception all went to hell 40 years ago or so, he decided I could do this better. And boy, did he. And today, the commonality of all the radios in his catalog are that they all have terrific reception. None better than the CC Radio 3. It is an exceptional AM/FM clock radio with Bluetooth receiving capabilities as well. Now, the neat thing about this, of course, like I say, Bob really, really fine-tuned audio reception, AM and FM. The AM, of course, has that twin coil ferrite antenna, which is just terrific, and the FM really sensitive as well. So it's designed for longer range reception of AM and FM. But it's also got the weather band and weather alert, and you know that's important to set up. You want to be aware when something's going on. But in addition to that, it's got a clock, a timer, a dial light, and it's a perfect bedside companion. It's also got presets, so you can set get whatever you want to hear most often. It's, you know, the sound quality is great, but the best part about it is you can fine-tune it even farther with bass and treble controls that you can have the sound exactly like you'd want it. And using that Bluetooth, let's say you're listening to podcasts or streaming from something otherwise lackluster, it'll sound great coming from the CC Radio 3, and it will pair seamlessly. So it's a terrific radio, and if you go to ccradio.com, you can take a look at the CC Radio 3. It's John's bedside companion, by the way. Now, if you can't go online, they've got the world's best customer service by phone. They'll be happy to send you out a catalog in the mail, and of course, you can get all your questions answered in order right on the phone as well, if you want. And that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, and especially if you haven't been there, go to ccradio.com. Not only will you read about the CC Radio 3, and I recommend it, but there is a terrific amount of great information as well as products. So if you're a radio fan, well, I bet you there's something you'll learn when you go to ccradio.com. And check out that CC Radio 3. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
See beyond your smile. I think that I can show you that what we have is still worthwhile. Don't you know that love's just like the thread that keeps unraveling, but then it ties us back together in the end. In your eyes, I can see my dream. Reflections in your eyes, found the answers to my questions in your eyes. I can see the reasons why our love's alive in your eyes. We're drifting safely back to shore. I think I finally learned love you more. But you warned me that life changes and that no one really knows whether time would make a stranger.
Good. Yeah, radio. All right. Yeah, doing something else at the same time, and that's not working, is it? But listening to George Benson, In Your Eyes, the 45 version, don't you know? Ken wanted to hear that. He's got good taste. 1983 on Warner Brothers. Arif Martin produced that. Dan Hill co-wrote it, and in fact, Dan Hill had put it out just before George Benson did, but George had the hit on it. About a dozen people recorded it, including Jeffrey Osborne a few years later. But a fine song all the way around. I'm glad to hear from Ken. So 888-876-5593. If it is on your mind, I'll make sure that it is on mine. But while I'm at it, yeah, there are several other things as well. Yeah, right. Other than parents selling their children. Well, then there are parents who are doing everything right, at least they think they are, and they've got a troubled child, and the child is admitted to a pediatric hospital in part because of previous suicide attempts. So it was in Washington State that, the upshot is they fired over a dozen nurses and disciplined a few more. So here is a 12-year-old who ended her own life on April 13th. While in the hospital. Now, mind you, she's in the hospital because she has this this problem to begin with. You would think that she was on all sorts of watches. She managed to exit her room, Providence Sacred Heart Children's Hospital in Spokane, in case you wanted to know, leapt from the fourth floor of a parking garage, and that was it for her. And as I say, a history of suicide attempts, multiple admissions to emergency rooms in 2024, and the hospital apparently removed essential safety measures. There was no 24-hour sitter. There was no video monitor. There was no door alarm. Clearly to say, the family is filing a lawsuit, to say the least, saying that the hospital failed to provide adequate supervision on the night of her death. Yeah, you really wonder. you know, again, the child is in the hospital because she has a predilection for attempting suicides, and she is able to exit the room, reach the elevator, get on the elevator, get off the elevator, get to the top of the parking garage, and jump off. That is a lot of opportunities, I would think, to be seen, to say the least. I think it was a total of 15 nurses who were fired. And it's interesting because they fired the nurses because they said they improperly accessed the child's medical records without being directly involved in her care, which could be a violation of HIPAA. True. I'm curious, did they access it after the child died or before? Yeah, well, yeah, what is going on? But anyway, so saw that and thought that was of interest. Your stories will trump that, and I'd love to hear them. Another one that was amazing to me, a woman was killed by her five Great Danes. And why this was amazing is Great Danes have a great reputation for being very laid-back animals. And there's no word on what this 43-year-old woman, Mindy was her name, found in a ditch near her farm in Iowa, with her five Great Danes surrounding her body. And apparently somebody, a passerby, found her in the ditch and called police, but couldn't get anywhere near her because of the five large dogs. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you'd say, well, how do you know that the dogs, in fact, attacked her? Well, that's where the state medical examiner comes in. And he reported today that she died from multiple dog bites. So they're trying to determine if it was her Great Danes that ultimately killed her. Now, what's interesting about that, they're still trying to determine that, yet they've already euthanized the five Great Danes. So that was a little shocking to me, but nonetheless, very, very interesting to hear what would cause the gentle giants, if it was the Great Danes, to turn. And of course, a lot of factors could play a role, and if it is in fact her own dogs that are attacked her, we're never going to know exactly why. But it is sobering, to say the least. Yeah, five Great Danes. And yeah, but then again, maybe they were just there after the fact, which would be a damn shame that they euthanized them if that was the case. But hopefully we'll have more of that. Though very often on these stories, we don't hear the follow-ups. And that's a real shame, because I'm left with wanting to know. That's right, expiring minds want to know. Oh, yeah, we might have some tabloids and whatever else is on your mind. 888-876-5593. Other than that, let's see what I can tell you. Oh, Mercury retrograde is over. It's all right. It's direct now. Well, we're still in the shadow. We're in the shadow till about the 25th, which means the lingering effects until Mercury returns to its own place. But as far as worrying about things going wrong with electronics or travel or communication, well, you won't be able to blame Mercury retrograde again till later in the year. So, 8888 ROLLYE on WGN Radio.
You know, I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Nine,
they ain't said I broke no rule.
Nine,
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Nine,
I don't browse around too much.
Nine,
don't bother me, leave me alone.
Nine, whoa, whoa.
Anyway, I'm almost grown.
Nine,
I don't run around with no mob.
Nine,
got myself a little job.
The WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's Jan's request. Jan from Dallas. Almost Grown was a flip side for Chuck Berry on Chess in 1959. He wrote both of them. The A side was Little Queenie. All right, so we have a wonderful story about a sheep. And sometimes taking the initiative will save your life. You might have heard this on the news on Monday because it was a traffic problem in the West Loop area for a while. A sheep ran loose through the streets, spotted running through traffic near the Fulton Market District. Well, it turns out the sheep was slated for execution, to say the least. He was at the Halstead Packing House and awaiting his fate. When he apparently escaped, crashed through a window, Chicago Animal Care and Control managed to corral him after a while, loaded onto the van. But then what? They didn't have any sheep rescue, so they took it to Chicago's Chicken Rescue, I'm not making that up, in the Woodlawn neighborhood on the south side. And the rescue's co-founder said, well, first of our species to come to us in 15 years of operation. And but, you know, when you hear about these stories, here's this sheep, you know, right at the slaughterhouse and somehow has the initiative and the ability to escape. You can't slaughter this sheep. Well, they're not going to. That's the best part. Apparently, the origins were confirmed by the slaughterhouse, the markings on the back. But I don't know what they've worked out with the slaughterhouse to compensate them if they have to for the loss of the sheep. But the chicken rescue is now trying to find a new home where the sheep can live out the rest of its life in comfort. They're looking for a more permanent home on a farm that has other sheep. That's right. Well, good for the sheep. I loved that story. So that was one that was somewhat uplifting. Now, the other thing you might have heard about this, more last night than tonight, a lot of talk about the mysterious spiraling light spotted in the night skies last night. A ball of light which appeared to have a spiral shape around it. And this was last night over New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, some reports as far away as Ohio. And the speculation online, of course, immediately went to it's extraterrestrial. No, actually, if you noticed it or have heard about it, it was United Launch Alliance's Vulcan Centaur rocket. And United Launch Alliance has been the backbone for a lot of launches in the last 20 years. It took off right before 8 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock on Florida time at Cape Canaveral. And one of the reasons for launch, by the way, was what it was obviously the payload. That's always the case with these rockets. And a navigational satellite, experimental navigational satellite, into orbit for the U.S. military. Yeah. So not extraterrestrial, clearly ours. And a second rocket was also launched around the same time in Africa. So if you're saying to yourself, well, I wasn't there. I was in Africa. I saw the same thing. Well, you saw a different rocket, but the same launching criteria. I don't know. But so that's the deal there. None to worry. The extraterrestrials have not yet appeared at our door. Although you wouldn't know that based on all the videos that you hear on and see on YouTube. I mentioned before I listen to them when I'm trying to go to sleep, and I look for the ones that are interesting enough that my mind won't wander into the areas that'll keep me awake, but not so interesting that I pay rapt attention. Yeah, something I can fall to sleep on. By the way, I think the best of all of them is Joni Petrie and her Vedic astrological forecast. I can't tell you if she's right or wrong because I've never gotten through one. That's right. The lights are out usually within minutes for me on her, so she's a wonder. And if you're looking for sleep, I highly recommend it. She's probably good at what she does, too, but I just can't attest to it because I'm pleasantly in slumber. But, so I'm always looking for them. And what it goes somewhat in cycles. There's tons of near-death experiences, but lately it's been a ton of near-death experiences involving extraterrestrials. And I came across one. I can't tell you what's in it because I fell asleep so quickly. But the headline was, she traveled with extraterrestrials to where souls were created. Okay, so I might try that again tonight. We'll see how far I get through it then. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. If it's on your mind, well, you know, I'll make sure that it's on mine. And plenty of news of the weird, but much rather be talking to you. And waiting for that call back to find out how it went on the black mold inspection today. So I believe that was Bonnie who was having that today. And I'm counting on her calling in to tell us what the deal was. Then And then we have Australia, where a venomous snake was found in a model train set. Yeah, that's a feature you don't really expect. Yeah, that's right. A venomous brown tree snake taking a nap in a model train set. We also have dash cam records of lightning strikes on utility poles. That was in South Carolina. And it is amazing how many lightning strikes there are on Earth every day. So I guess not unusual, but nonetheless noteworthy. So we got a guy who won the lottery from a vending machine, a scratch-off lottery ticket. He tried it again. First time he won $10,000. Tried the same machine, won $50,000. Yeah, so that's a machine that's probably going to get a lot of use from here on out. I don't know if the article actually listed the specifically. Oh, Ellicott City, that's where he lives. But the Shell gas station on Waterloo Road in Ellicott City. So there you have it. And so he says, I play the larger tickets because the odds are better, but most of my wins come in $20 tickets. Yeah, well, $10,000 earlier this year, same machine, $50,000 now. So you might want to check that out in Ellicott City. So why not? So what do we have? Great White swimming near Maine beaches. Yeah, there's an attraction for summer. All right, and apparently got footage on online should you want to see the great white swimming this week near the public beaches, and to say the least, yeah, that'll get your heart going. And needless to say, the police are urging visitors to be cautious. Now, what they're not doing, which is interesting to me, is closing the beaches. That's right. You would normally think, no, there's nothing normal about it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. And if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. Happy birthday to Pearl. Pearl is a pet chicken, and she is officially named the oldest living chicken. She's 14, and apparently 14 years and 69 days old. And she is the old. Oh, it was Donna. All right, the mold issue. I can't wait to hear about this. So Donna, stay right where you are. I want to hear every word about the inspector. I can't wait. All that coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the American Comedy Network from 1984. Actually, it was on this date in 1962 that the original Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Neil Sedaka was number one on the charts, and that's why I thought about playing that. And I thought, well, why not bring back Breaking Up Is Hard to Do? And yeah, January 1st, 1984 was the AT&T breakup, and that actually had been coming for a decade. There were antitrust suits that were filed in 1974, and then 1982, it was decided that on January 1st, 84, the AT&T would be broken up into seven baby bells. Can you name them? All right. Ameritech, Bell Atlantic, Bell South, 9X, Pactelysis, Southwestern Bell, and US West. Yeah, what do I win? And of course, under those headings were various things like Illinois Bell and Indiana Bell and all that kind of stuff. But those were the seven. And it was interesting how Western Electric played in this and everything else that was monopolistic. But the one thing. That, and I should mention, if you're in Cincinnati, Cincinnati Bell was not wholly owned. That was neither was Southern New England Telephone, SNET, as far as that goes. But all that said, it was interesting to see the pluses and the minuses on that. Maybe some night we'll go down memory lane or not. What's more important is what happened today with Donna in Roselle. All right, Donna. So the inspector came.
Hello. Hi, Riley. I promise I'd call you back.
Yes.
Well, okay, so really, I hate to say it, but really nothing has happened. Mm-hmm. He showed up. He was in a truck, just a pickup truck, mm-hmm. just a younger guy, probably in his 30s. Mm-hmm. My landlord was here. She did not want me to come downstairs with them, but I did anyway.
Of course.
And then he walked around with a flashlight. And just walked around and looked at the walls. I didn't see him test anything, check the air, take pictures, or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then they were leaving. And I said, excuse me, sir, can I get your business card? And she just said, that's not necessary. I'll tell you what happens later. And they left, and that was it.
Well, all right. You've got some heavy choices here.
Yep.
Nothing's going to come of this. And you know that.
I know. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And so, I know you're resistant to moving, but it
No, not anymore.
Okay, good. Well, that's what I would hope you would do. This is unacceptable on every level.
Yeah, I just don't understand. And he didn't do anything.
No, of course, he didn't test anything. Absolutely not.
I don't even know if he was a real person, and she wouldn't give me the name of the company either.
Yeah.
I tried to do everything you told me to do,
right.
And
well, no, I'm glad you did, because now you're satisfied that this is not real, because this is not real. I'll tell you that outright. This is guaranteed not real.
Yeah.
Again, hate to do it, but your only choice for your safety and health is to get out of Dodge.
Right. I know. My son and I did some. We talked a little bit today about it, and. He's totally fed up too. And, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Right. Good.
So,
Yeah. So look at it as an adventure and as an upgrade and, enjoy the process of looking.
Yeah, I am.
And get out on your timetable. I wouldn't say a word. I wouldn't bring anything up ever again until you give your required notice. If you have a lease, if you have a lease of any kind, refresh.
No, I don't.
Okay, so it's just, it's all verbal.
Right.
All right, you don't have to give any notice of all?
Right.
Okay, well then.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't have a lease, so no.
All right, well,
and then
normally I'd say give them a 30 days notice, but in this case, if you're sure you don't have any lease, tell her the day you're leaving.
Yeah, I know. I'm absolutely positive. I'm leaving, and I know 100% I don't have a lease.
Well, then,
years ago, but it was like a 1-year lease and.
All right. Well,
okay. Needed,
no,
so.
A 1-year lease. This counts. Let me explain about this. What that is, it's a 1-year lease. After that, it becomes month to month tenancy. But the terms and conditions of that 1-year lease remain. So if you still have it, and I hope you do, you want to see how much notification you have to give her.
Okay, my son has it, my other son.
Okay.
Because he actually is the one that drew it up for her, because she needed it for her attorney at one point.
Okay, good. Then take a look at it and find out what the notice period is. In something like that, it's usually 30 days, but you don't want to get caught that it's 60 or what have you. So take a look at it, because those provisions survive, even though it went to month-to-month tenancy. So you do have a lease. You don't.
Okay.
It's not in force on a specific date. It's month to month, but it's still still a lease. So find out for sure, and then whatever the minimum notice you can give her is, that's the notice you want to give her.
Yeah, and I will definitely call back and keep you posted.
Oh yes, I want to know how it's going. I also want to know, as you look around various properties, what's the weirdest thing you see. because you're going to have some funny stories coming up. My favorite.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was a friend of mine in San Diego who was looking at this house. He goes into the master bedroom. He opens the closet door, and there's a saddle in it just sitting there.
Oh, my God.
We had a great time with that. It was on the second floor in the master, and it's like, why is there a saddle in the master? So you're going to see some stuff, and I can't wait to hear about it.
Hey, I got to tell you something real quick, too, off the subject, something a little lighter, because you said I'm going to have some funny stories. I always have funny stories, but this one in particular, about a year ago, I sent in an application to go on Family Feud with my ex-husband and my three sons.
Okay.
Yesterday, I got the invitation.
Oh, this is great. You're going to go, right?
I know. Well, yeah, we've got to do a Zoom interview,
okay.
I guess. And we had to fill out forms. We've already done that, and we've already sent them back. We're really excited about it.
Oh, this is wonderful. I want to hear every word. Don't keep us in the dark.
All right. No, I won't, for
all
sure.
Right.
I was like, I got to go call Raleigh before my phone dies.
Yes, thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. As soon as anything happens.
Okay, good. Thanks, Donna. All right, so there you have it. Oh, Family Feud, that's going to be fun. All that and more, whatever you'd like to talk about, your requests and more coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, the Delphonics. Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide from love, 1968. And that was a request by Stacy a while ago, saying, play any Delphonics you want. So there it was on Philly Groove. All right, so 888-876-5593. And what do we have here? Mary Ellen in Oak Lawn. All right, Mary Ellen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Raleigh. Yeah, my problem is I've got so many different ideas of things I want to talk about. I don't know which one to pick, but first of all, I just want to compliment you in your show. I was going to call last week. It just got too backed up. Is that your program is eclectic. You've got all kinds of music on. And the problem is that I know you've heard, you know, it's the delivery, the radio's the delivery. If you have the whatever, people will find you. The thing of it is almost nobody does where they do, you know, a broad range of types of music, because they focus it too much. You know, this series and all that, it'll be all country, all rock. It's a steady diet of just one thing.
Uh-huh.
And now there's not even that many stations to try and flip the channels around anymore. So I appreciate that you do that. And the songs that you played last week that I was surprised to hear was Buddy Holly, True Love's Ways. That was one of my husband's favorites. Mm-hmm. And then somebody way back requested a song, Only You.
Oh, yeah, and Platters.
I love it. And so what I was talking a little bit with John is that, you know, would you ever be interested, I don't know if there's much to this topic, but comparing the Ink Spots and the Platters, I've never hear them side by side to know how they compare to each other, how they were different, you know, their own sounds. Well, I just think it'd be...
Let me tell you something that's really interesting, and that's the Platters didn't start out doing any of the standards like Only You or Twilight Time or Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. They weren't about that at all. They were a doo-wop group, and they did things like Vuviavi and Maggie Doesn't Live Here Anymore and, you know, my kind of stuff. Mm. And Buck Ram, who was their manager, when he signed under Mercury, he said, I have an idea. And that idea was to do the standards. But after that Mercury period, the Platters went back, not so much to doo-wop, but they went to beach music when they were on Music Whore, things like I Love You a Thousand Times and With This Ring and Washed Ashore and all that. And so the period of time you're talking about was just one period of the Platters. But that period sort of corresponded to all of the Inkspot stuff. And you mentioned My Prayer. And, of course, that was an Inkspot's record from 1939. So they did it 20 years before the Platters. So sure, that period of time, there was a lot of comparison, and that was all Buck Ram. He wanted to do that.
You could understand the words.
So
nice.
Yeah.
And another, thank you for that. The other thing that I wanted to ask about, you know, you talk about directional radio. Mm-hmm. So this one station that does is very eclectic, but I don't listen to it that often. I can't get it sometimes. It's in Detroit or it's in Canada. I can't
oh,
remember.
You're probably talking about 7:40 a.m.
Yep. Yeah. So. Yeah. But they fade in and out. So what is this directional
no.
thing? Is this what's
no.
going on? And
no.
does the Crane Radio help with that?
Yes and no. All right. Let's talk about this. It is on 740, which is a Canadian clear frequency. So they've got the 50,000 watts, which is nice. But what you're hearing at night is the station bouncing off the ionosphere layer. You're not hearing it line of sight. And when you're dealing with the ionosphere layer, it's a very fickle thing because it's going to be different every night. You won't hear it in the day, period. Because it's, you know, it's in Toronto, it's too far from you. But at night, you will hear it. But every night's going to be a little different. And so that's the deal with that. And that's true just like if you were listening to WGN and you were sitting, say, in Mississippi or something, you know, each night would be different. So it has nothing to do with their pattern as far as that goes. It has to do with the fact that you get to hear them because they are on the ionosphere layer. And they are 50,000 watt class A, so they are non-directional.
Okay.
And but again, you know, every night it's kind of fun. Every night will be different. The other thing, of course, don't forget that unfortunately AM is very troubled these days because it's so prone to interference from everything, from your light dimmers to your microwave to you name it. It affects AM. So you've got an interference thing as well. But more than anything, you've got the good old ionosphere layer. And you know, John sees me sometime. I'll hit about twilight, and suddenly everything's coming in. I'm like, oh man. I got to drive tonight. This is so good. You know, because one night sitting in Phoenix, I heard WGN. Well, you know, I drove around for 3 hours listening to that. But then the next night, not a chance.
Yeah, I remember when I was in the 70s or the late 60s, getting back to the dorm, and the radio stations would go off the air. I mean, there even wasn't even, you know, stuff to listen to. And the other thing I wanted to mention is I lived in Milwaukee for 8 or 9 years, and I love WTMJ.
Sure.
And it was just down the road. And, you know, in Chicago, WGN used to do this, not anymore, and WTMJ, they would have the nicest music on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I used to look forward to that. And like you said, like in the 80s or so, that sort of fell apart. Nobody has anything like that in the Sunday mornings. And one of the songs, and maybe I don't know if this is would be one of your songs to play or not, it's sort of slow. It was Andy Williams, May Each Day in the Week Be a Good Day.
Okay.
It's such a beautiful song, you know. It's sort of slow for, you know, it's not very, you know, rock and rollish or, you know, whatever. But it was such a beautiful, and they play that every Sunday at the end of their program. And, of course, I'm not even going to get into how much I miss WAIT. It's hard to find any stations that will play those 50s and 60s songs. You know, you got the oldies.
Oh, yes, it is. And you know why, of course. And you know, I hate that, too, because I was hoping with HD that at least somebody's HD 2 or 3 would be devoted to pop standards. But the problem is that we're fossils, and advertisers don't care about us. And so stations can't make money programming to us. And so, therefore, virtually no one does. Now, you know, one of my stations, I call it my toy. It's an AM station in Globe, Arizona, and I don't try to monetize it. So I'm not trying to make money from it. And I call it None of the Hits All of the Time. And I play everything. Uh-huh. But, of course, if I was trying to make money with this radio station, I couldn't possibly do that. But, you know, for me, it's fun. But most stations are trying to, you know, make a living. So, but, yeah, May Each Day was actually a mid-60s song, and I'll be happy to play that for you.
That's so nice. I mean, I haven't heard it in probably, you know, 40 years.
Oh, yeah. May each day of the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. May all of your hopes turn to wishes, and may all of your wishes come true.
Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, my goodness. I ended up my wedding.
Ah.
The other thing, there was just two more things. Let's see. All right. One was, I'm the one that likes, I haven't heard it in a while, is Body and Fender Man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I can't help myself as long as I'm on the phone. And then this is the last one. I debated about this. If anybody's going to know the answer, you'll be the one. There was a song in the late 80s.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't a popular hit. And I was in the car driving, so I couldn't write down. And it's the one line that kept coming up in this song, and I know it's going to be it's funny, but she keeps singing she wants a real man. And I can't remember anything else about the song words, except, you know, she kept saying, I want a real man. And it was a woman, and she had like a name like Gail.
Yeah, there's a few versions of that. Dax did it for what? Yeah, who opens up the door? All that. Yeah, right. That's Dax did it, and others did as well. Keith Sweat had a country version of it, but
what's the name of the song?
A Real Man.
Oh, just a real man.
Yeah, a real man. Yep, absolutely.
And so I'll be able to sleep better tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, interesting, there's a lot of songs along that thread at that period of time. Joe Jackson had one, Real Men, which was a lot of fun, too. But, you know, that's been done quite a bit. So I will look for one of the versions of that for you.
Oh, I haven't heard it in, like, I don't know how long. It was just a flash in the pan for, you know, I just at one time, one summer I heard it. Oh, thanks so much.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
So glad I called up.
Oh, me too, and I hope you'll do it again soon. Thanks, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
All right. So yeah, we got to find that. And like I say, A Real Man, but there's also Real Men, which was Joe Jackson. I was going to play a Joe Jackson song tonight. Maybe I'll make it Real Men instead. All right, so we'll do all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Yeah, she says she wants a real man. One who opens up the door, holds her hand and still smiles when he feels bad. In control of his emotions, wears his heart on his sleeve, but don't get mad. One who gives her all his time, puts his dreams to the side and gets a real bag. Yeah, she says she wants a real man. But what she wants is not for real, man. Realest story ever told. Can't have a man who's making money, always home. Hard like a truck, that's why he's always on the road. Providing everything you need to live the life you say you want. Can't have a man who wears his heart on a sleeve that won't rip one so wild at the seams. Especially if you never take the time to look into his eyes and hear him when he silently screams. Yeah, she says she wants a real man. One who opens up the door, holds her hand and still smiles when he feels bad. In control of his emotions, wears his heart on his sleeve, but don't get mad. One who gives her all his time, puts his dreams to the side.
WGN Radio,
bad.
I'm Raleigh James. Now, that's a potential, that's a possibility as far as that goes for Mary Ellen, but it might not be. So, because the problem is we got several songs with a similar title, but that was the first one I thought of. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, I don't know where she'd be exposed to Dax. It just wasn't that popular. On the other hand, Joe Jackson, Real Men, that was everywhere. Yeah, that was a top 20 hit across Europe. I don't know about the States, but yeah, that was Real Men. And in case you haven't heard it. So I'm going with Dax, but I don't know. And of course, Keith Sweat, but now we're getting into something that's probably too recent. But there's a couple of them. I might have failed, but I'll try. We'll get Body and Fender Man for sure, and the Andy Williams song. No problem on that. That we're sure of. But yeah, I'm kind of going with Dax. But then again, where would she have heard that? All right, well. That's the deal. 888-876-5593. If you got any other suggestions, there might be something else with similar lyrics that has a completely different title. I'd love to hear it. In the meantime, we have Cindy in Chicago. What's happening, Cindy?
Yeah, I was lost in my thoughts and forgot to turn on the radio, and you know that chain. I wish I could do what you said about thinking.
Yes.
And you know that change, it took me 20 years making little choices every day to lose like 80 pounds.
Hey, congratulations. Did you do it?
Yeah.
And let me ask you this, because a lot of people have lost a lot of weight, but did you keep it off?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. You could probably make a fortune sharing your secrets.
Okay, well, I took a low dose of a medicine for bipolar called Lamictal. I took the lowest dose.
All right.
Some of those, yeah, and it counteracted my other bipolar medicine caused weight gain. I don't have any kind of eating disorders at all. And then, anyhow, when I went on that bipolar medicine, I gained like 60 pounds in 3 months.
Oh, wow. Really? Now, that's interesting because normally Lamictal is weight neutral. So, but in your case...
The Lamictal made me lose weight.
Okay.
It was thiol-16 that caused it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, but normally Lamictal is really completely agnostic about it. It doesn't affect your weight either way. So it probably is more that you stopped the other drug than you started this.
No, I didn't stop it. I took them together.
Oh, great.
You know, that's the thing. I tried. It took me like 2 years. That's why I think that...
Don't die on
allergies.
Me. Yeah, stay with me. Don't die.
Terrible allergies. That's why I think the psychiatrist is the lowest doctor on the food chain.
Oh, geez.
Because anyhow, it took me 2 years of going to the doctor to communicate why he was taking the Lamictal.
Okay.
And then finally he put me on the scale and he said... I'm going to take you off Lamictal because it has no value, you know, no, it's doing nothing for you. And I looked at him and I said, if you take me off that medicine, I will gain 60 to 80 pounds in 4 months. And he almost fell out of his chair and he said, I won't take you off it.
Okay.
But anyhow, and, you know, no one would ever, none of the doctors I ever had would listen to me to help somebody else.
Well, the bottom line is he didn't take you off it. Are you still taking it?
Well, I don't see him anymore. He kept it. He asked me.
All right, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. We're going to leave you and your drugs right there, and we'll come back to it soon on WGN Radio.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you and may all of your hopes turn to wishes and may all of your wishes come true. May each day
right. Annie Williams, May Each Day. Interesting story about that, as it was a big hit throughout Europe and released as a single and an album everywhere. Not released in the States as a single, though I do believe that it may be on one of his, in fact, I know it is on that Greatest Hits album, if you have it. It's sort of a cream-colored cover with gold letters. All right, well, yeah, you'll recognize it. I saw it earlier today. All right, so there you have it for Mary Ellen. And we're going to get to Fran in a moment after we're done talking to Cindy, because she says, oh, I think I know what song it is. Oh, good. Well, so we'll find out. Kind of like that Dax one, though. All right, so back to Cindy and the drugs. All right, so you're still on this drug and all is well.
No, I'm not on it anymore. Oh. I'm on a new medicine completely. It's called Prolexin.
All right.
And the doctor, I could tell you a terrible story about how crooked some companies are.
Oh,
they had a woman CEO at Mylan Drug Company. She was booted out. But I can't really express myself today, but she put like 200 or 300 odd generic medications in shortage where people couldn't get their medicine just to try and make Medicare and Medicaid and insurance pay more money for generic medicines.
Yep.
And I think I told you this before. I got the last dosage in all of North America of Cyo-16. It was up in I went all the way up to Highland Park and got it, and I'm like, that must have been the grace of God.
Well, good. Well, without solving all the problems of Big Pharma, tell me just about you. Everything okay?
Yeah, but then the doctor didn't even know what to do to get me on another medicine with my medicine not being available. And I had to figure out what to put myself on.
Oh, that's always interesting. Well, did you?
Are you there?
Yes, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah, and I went on Prolexin, and it's this medicine I'm normally on a more even keel. There's not as much mania normally, no depression. I don't know, it's just different. And my doctor said, you know, and then I had that, bipolar buying problem. He said, well, now you're on a mood where that's the way life really is. You know, it's like, I can't explain it. Like, my mood is the way life really is. I don't have that really weird, bubbly personality anymore, like a child or... Not like a child, but like, I don't know.
All right. Well, you're sounding all right to me, Cindy.
Yeah, but then I wanted to tell you about the vision thing, and then I have a request.
What vision thing? All right. Well, first give me the request.
Oh, remember we were supposed to talk about the human race going blind?
Oh, right. Well, firstly, give me the request. That'll be easy.
Okay. It's that one. I always thought
maybe
it was like that. I always thought it was like a Dear John letter for Vietnam. That's Vietnam people.
Okay.
It was that song.
It's probably, is it Jan Howard?
No, it's the one, I left you waiting there too long, my love. That's one of the very first songs I ever heard on the radio when my father gave me the little black transistor when I was six.
Yeah, are you talking, would this be like 1971?
It could be, yeah.
All right. Kept you waiting there too long, my love, is a line from Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Yeah, Badfinger, Baby Blue.
Oh, God, I don't know. All right, I'll think about it.
Okay, and then about the, well, I don't remember when I heard this, maybe 30 years ago even. Time goes so fast, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it was just.
Right.
But then anyhow, the theory is now not to teach children to read at such an early age, because I learned to read at like before 4 years, like 4 years
well,
old.
Okay, so what are we talking about here?
Well, that's why their theory is that people's vision is so bad if they learn to read at such an early age.
I'm not going to say I agree with that, but you never know. I'm sure there's a study.
Well, I mean, that's just, yeah, that, you know, that's the study. I mean, it was just because I really have, you know, I don't even know. Maybe I am legally, not, you know, I just have, I mean, but I could tell you a funny story. One time I was almost late for work because I couldn't figure out what I did with my glasses. And I said, Mom, can you help me find my glasses? And she just screamed at me, can't you see? And I'm like, no, I can't see without my glasses,
right.
But I can't sight.
Right. Well, that would be a problem.
All right.
I'll think about Badfinger. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right,
so, yeah, makes my head spin. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I think I know, I could be wrong, but I think I know the song that Mary Ellen wanted. I think it's Real Man by Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, that Real Man? Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope not.
I knew you wouldn't, because as far as I remember, you're not a big Bonnie Raitt fan. But
true enough.
I think that's what, because it's about the same time, and she keeps, I want a real man. You know, I'm messing with no toy. I don't want no baby boy.
Yeah.
You know, so on and so forth. So
I have a feeling you're 100% right. And that'd be.
Sorry
that,
about that.
Yeah, that'd be. And that would be almost 1990. That's the end of the 80s for sure. But yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play that next. And I mean, it's better than Baby Blue. And
you got that right.
But then again, so is everything else. But yeah.
What isn't?
Yeah. Exactly. So with that, yeah, I think that you're right. And see, when I thought the Dax song, which I kind of like actually, but I'd say she had no way to hear that Dax song. I just know it. But Bonnie Raitt, she might run into that.
Yeah, that would be. Did she say it was the late 80s or early 90s?
No, she just said 80s, so could be anywhere there. So, but I think you're on to something as far as that goes. Yeah.
And if we're wrong, that gives her a reason to call back and
Well, yes, it. Absolutely. But no, I think you're right, because I think the Dax song was also not in the 80s, so I would be wrong from that. But it gave me a chance to play it, because I don't normally play stuff by Dax. He's Canadian. But anyhow, Bonnie Raitt, yep. Yeah, I think you're right. We'll find out in moments.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Sure.
I think that's it. Oh, man. So, yeah, I was moving albums all day today and came across some Bonnie Raitt, too. Oh, God. Not the worst I came across, but it was certainly one where I said to John, you know, I don't think I'll be keeping the Bonnie Raitt. All right. Not that there's anything wrong with her. I'm sure she's a lovely person. But for me, it's you know, it's all about the choice of song. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. A winner, but we'll be talking to Mary Ellen for confirmation here in a moment. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, 1989, Nick of Time was the album, and actually that was a Jerry Williams song, and Jerry Williams was a sad story all the way around, a guy from Dallas who not only wrote Real Man, but also I Will Not Be Denied on that album, but did a number of other things, you know, wrote for Robert Plant and B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eric Clapton and on, you know, as far as that goes. But at the time of his death, and yes, he died in 2005, so it's been almost 20 years now, I think, this fall in the Caribbean, and he had liver cancer. But at the time, he was totally insolvent because there was a bad divorce settlement and a judgment that was related to his copyrights and, you know, who owned it and all that kind of stuff. So sadly, it was not pretty. But he wound up releasing things under his own name, but his real break was as a songwriter. And in fact, Delbert McClinton covered one of his songs, and that started what was a real role. So not an easy life for him. But anyway, on Nick of Time, that is Real Man, and that is Bonnie Raitt. And Mary Ellen's going to tell us if that's the song.
Really?
Yes. Is it the song?
Oh, it's Mary Ellen. It is the song. And I've got the album, and I just didn't put the two together. And was that Fran that called in to say?
Yes.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, the song just made me laugh. And I was telling John, I was calling to tell you didn't even have to play it because... You know, were you gritting your teeth, or did you have earplugs in?
No, that's fine. It's certainly not the worst thing she's ever done, by any means. So no, happy to play it. Glad to confirm it, and you got to hear it. And yes, you've got Nick of Time, so you can play it to your heart's content.
Okay, and the thing I want to really say the most is, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed hearing Each Day in the Week Be a Good Day.
It's a good song.
Oh, my gosh. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And there used to be a time when they had songs like that on all day.
You know, one of the problems is that today there's so many different competitors that in order to stay alive, stations kind of need to narrowcast to kind of focus.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're like in an area like I am where there's very few people, like my FM station's number one in the county, and it's a kind of a country-based blend, but you'll hear classic rock and everything else on it. But we couldn't afford to do that if we were competing in Phoenix. We'd have to pick a niche and go after it.
Well, you know, I'm not really computer savvy or anything, and I've heard you talk about your radio station. How do I get to hear it?
You can hear a few of them, but the one you'd want to hear would be KJAA. That's my toy. Just go to
KJAA. Okay.
KJAA.us.
Okay.us.
That's all you got
to
do.
To teach me.
And there'll be a link to the audio because I do stream it. You know, again, for myself. It's a mess for sure, and I haven't changed anything on it in years now because I don't have the time. But if you're looking for obscure songs, you'll find them there.
I love it. It'll be right. And the other thing is, did you work in Milwaukee for a while? Did you?
No, the closest I got was Rockford. I almost went to TMJ.
Okay.
In fact, when Mike Elliott, who used to be at WISN, when Mike Elliott was back at TMJ, actually was talking to them. But believe it or not, Rockford at the time, the station WROK was owned by John Nolte, who made a fortune because he any cart machine sold, he got money because he's the one who had the trademark for the tertiary tone that stopped the audio. In any event, Milwaukee couldn't meet the salary demand.
Okay.
So it's hard to believe that Rockford wins out, but they did. And I would have loved to have come, under other circumstances. I loved Milwaukee. Of course, the Esquires were from there, and Dr. Bop was on the air there. So how could I go wrong? Anyway, yeah, it's a great little It was a great little market. Yeah. So speaking of which. West Allis had some weather this week, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. Because I know people that still live up there. I'm going to be giving them a call to see if they got hit. But I just enjoy and appreciate so much what you do. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, and call me again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. All right, so Milwaukee was really a fun place as far as I was concerned. But Rockford paid better than Chicago at that point in time. It was just good. And but then again, I earned every dollar. It was a four-hour monologue 5 days a week. There just weren't enough people. So, that's where I learned to talk ad nauseum about absolutely nothing. And see, it's paid off, hasn't it? Well, after the news, we'll talk to Jim from Richmond, and there'll be room for you, too, right here on WGN Radio.
I see that it's the truth. Since you're gone.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Howard Tate. Yeah, look at Granny Run Run. That's the other side of that. And he's having a birthday. He would have had a birthday if he were still with us, but sadly been gone quite a while now. He would have been 86 today. And born in Georgia, but grew up in Philadelphia and lived in New Jersey most of his life. Used to listen to me and he'd call occasionally when I was on the air there. He was with Garnet Mims, you know, the Enchanters and all that, and they did some great stuff together. But he did a number of other things too. He wrote Get It While You Can, which Janis Joplin did, and Lloyd Price and Johnny Nash produced an album on him in 1970. It didn't go anywhere, but it was a nice album, and sadly died in 2011. I think he was about 72 years old. He had multiple myeloma and leukemia. So sad to note, but great stuff. And maybe I'll play Look at Granny Run Run too. Hard to tell. All right, so we've got Jim in Richmond, and we said call the day after the surgery. So how did it go?
First off, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
And secondly, yesterday was the surgery. Today was the follow-up. And I got there, and it was a long wait to have the surgery. But he looked at my eye, you know, just peeled the eyelid back. And then there was some layer of your eye. It starts with an S. But he goes, I can see it poking out of this layer. And
is that the sclera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said it was poking out of there, and he didn't have to use his, machine that, you know, sees into your eye.
Okay.
So he goes, so here's what we're going to do. And then he said, take it out. I go, take it out. He goes, we're either going to take it out or we're going to make some adjustments and stuff. So then we went into surgery, and the anesthesiologist said, they were going to give me something called a block.
Right.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
So this time they're doing the surgery and I'm hearing everything.
Of course.
And then afterwards I said to the anesthesiologist, I said, I could hear everything. Yeah, but the nurses were saying you saw aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't remember even saying anything like that. I think they were teasing me.
Maybe not. But yeah.
So he came back and he explained at that time what he did, but basically, you know, you're half under the anesthesia. So today I went there, and he came in and he said, we had to make the decision, and what we did was we cut down the tube,
okay,
then left the reservoir still in there,
okay,
and it comes with a little. Very minuscule draining tube, and he said we had to cut the tube because it was exposed. He said you can't put it back in the eye, so he made so then he cut the tube and stuff, and then he put reservoir into the eye. He said that part of your eye is like wet tissue paper.
Ooh.
So he had to inside there. He had to fold it over a couple of times to get it to stay in this time.
Ooh.
And so then when he took the bandages off today, he took the pressure and it was 18.
That's wonderful.
And he said that's what he said. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So after the surgery, it was 18. It's working great.
Good.
So he said that, so I go see him next Wednesday because I said, the last time it was a month or so, and then we found out that the tube never went in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we go next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then he gave me some antibiotic drops and some other drops. But I can tell you, you ever been poked in the eye?
Oh, please, yeah.
And then how it's like, you know,
yeah.
For like a half a day it's sore.
Oh.
Or just for a little while it hurts. Well, this is since this. The surgery.
Of course it
still
is.
Hurts now. It feels like I got poked in the eye,
yeah.
But it's not pain.
Good.
But we discussed the other eye because on Sunday I was in the left eye was in tremendous pain, just like back when I had to go
right
to the emergency room, and I said I just couldn't take it. It was so much pain. So I said I'm sorry. I medicated myself. I doubled up on the eye drops and during the day that I was supposed to take at night and stuff. And I says, I put them in there. And I said, by the evening, the pain went away.
Good.
And then when he checked my pressures today, it was only 9 in that eye that I had the problem in.
Man, okay.
So he was happy about that. So I'm just, you know, right now, I tried to sleep. I can't sleep because I'm afraid to roll over on, because I sleep on my side.
Yeah.
Onto the right eye. So last night I slept in the recliner until like 3 in the morning, and then I got up to go to bed, you know.
All right, well, so, it's working out. It's a good report. Sounds good.
Right, but there's still no vision in the eye, and then the other eye. But Wednesday we go to see him, and then the following Wednesday we see the retina specialist.
Okay, all right.
See what shot I'm going to get this time.
Oh, you're on track. So sorry you're going through any of it.
Right. So I thank you very much for you and your listeners, and thank you for playing those songs I requested.
Absolutely.
I only heard one of them.
I played them all.
Richie Valens.
But
I only heard one because I might have been doing something else.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right. Well, good deal.
But I thank you.
Absolutely.
And,
we'll talk to you soon.
And, okay, and take it easy.
Good deal. Yeah, all right. So, Jim's fighting the worthy fight, that's for sure, but not easy. Oh, man. I tell you, we're all circling the drain, I think, but that's why I try to take a break between 10 and 1 and just talk about things for the most part, of no consequence. So if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, or maybe some stories of the weird. I'm sure I've got more, but James is on the south side. All right, James, what's up?
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. Glad that Jim's doing a little better.
Yeah, and I've got one of your requests online next. You'll hear Strange by Patsy Cline.
Okay, well, I have a couple ones to add to my list.
Your lengthy list.
Okay, one of them is the Terry Stafford version of Amarillo by Morning.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I could have asked for the more famous one.
No.
I know you didn't.
No, Terry Stafford, that's good. Sure.
And I probably should just wait until I have some space on the list, maybe.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's like
but,
that?
Oh, also, only reason I didn't call in earlier, I was hoping to hear about the mold thing.
Donna called, and unfortunately she's gonna have to move.
Yeah, that's sad that the landlord decided to take that course of action.
But the good news is it causes Donna and her son to really be motivated to find a better solution, and long term they'll be much better off, because this was pretty untenable.
Yeah, and there's nothing too nice about getting spores in your lungs.
Oh, I know about it. Yes, tell me firsthand. But, yeah, different people react in different ways. But regardless, having that kind of a landlord, life is too short. You just need to get out.
Oh, yeah. And, let's see.
The
other song was going to be I'll think of it later and decide it
I'll
doesn't make sense.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You take care.
You too. Okay. All right, so 888-876-5593. I promise Strange and I'll deliver next on WGN Radio.
When she came along, oh, how strange, you changed like night and day, just up and walked away. When when she came along. Oh, how strange. Well, I guess that I was just your puppet. You held on a string. To think I thought you really loved me, but look what thoughts can bring. Strange. Still care for you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, Mel Tillis wrote that strange Patsy Cline, and it was the flip side of She's Got You in 62. They recorded it in 61, I think. They recorded it for her last studio album before she died at Bradley's Barn. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And got a number of things going on, but David in Winthrop Harbor has weather. All right, David.
Good evening, Raleigh.
What's up?
Oh, I was listening to the program, and you had mentioned about some the West Ellis.
Yes.
In Milwaukee area. You were talking earlier about the stations in that area, in music or, you know, radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where I learned to kind of like NASCAR.
Okay.
In the flesh, so to speak.
Okay. Meaning,
that's where I got my... So they run those races right on the fairgrounds there.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently in West Ellis, you know, in the
sure.
Wisconsin fairgrounds is right there. So, and the Milwaukee Mile is what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, apparently they... And I think... I believe it was this week, last weekend, and the... They were inundated by rain, and it just got washed out.
Yeah.
And they had the state fair going on, I believe.
Oh.
And but I thought it was so fascinating. Back in the day when I was a kid, we'd go up there, and they'd have the race right there in the fair. And I'm like, oh, David. And concerts and everything. But
oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, but by the way, the fair had to cancel its final day due to the flooding from it.
Yeah, yeah.
So... That was pretty widespread.
Yeah, and I feel bad for some of these folks, you know, with get flooded out.
Oh, it's horrible. And you find out you don't have insurance for it.
Well, and you've got a different problem in Arizona, but you've got kind of flood problems, too. When you have those rains?
Oh, no, we have severe flood problems.
Yeah.
Right now, it's so bad. We've got some roads that are closed while they try to mitigate it, while they try to figure out how to cause the floods to go somewhere other than downtown Miami. We absolutely have that. But it's always going to be in a desert. You're always going to have flooding.
The gully, the washouts.
Well, the ground just can't. Yeah, the ground just the ground won't hold the water. It's that simple. But you can direct the water, and that's what they're working on.
And so, but I find it's crazy with the weather, and I think it's like within the last 20. So, like back in my day, and I don't know when I was younger, I don't know if I paid much attention to weather, but I don't know if it was as crazy as it is now. But anyway, I just want to reach out to these folks. And then Chicago, too, they're getting inundated with flooding,
sure.
too. And I actually got flooded, but not due to malfunction of my sump pump. But I just want to reach out to some of them, you know, and just, I don't know. I need to take a time out and let me think. Sometimes, Raleigh, I like this. I thought of this. Because sometimes my thoughts come out faster than my tongue. Lets it come out, like my brain's like, but my mouth is like.
That's pretty normal.
I think of it, I kind of like do an analogy of like, you know, remember the little 3-minute egg timers?
Oh, yes.
That sand glass, and you got to flip them over, but they got to come through that little venturi and the kind of.
Sure.
So my thoughts are like in the head of it, and then like, so I got to get all that stuff out. But so my ideas in my head come faster than my tongue can speak. And sometimes I get into my rush of thought and I forget what I'm talking about, the subject at hand. So
you're not alone.
And I have a problem interrupting people, and I apologize for that. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out
all
there.
Right.
For the, what, and then I think I've said all I can say about that. I throw out a, we get in maybe a little conversation here. You would request a song, but you don't know the artist, but I think you do know the artist.
What's the song?
Well, actually, you probably know the song.
Well, what is it?
I heard the bluebird sing.
I heard the bluebird sing. I don't know.
Raleigh.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a lot of possibilities. Now, the Browns. Yeah. Are you talking about that song by the Browns?
No, I'm talking about the song by Johnny Harold. You know Johnny Harold. And last time I talked to you, you said, no, I don't know. So here's the deal with Johnny Harold. And I know you don't like, but this is, you like Johnny Harold, if you give him a chance. He's a Northeast bluegrass, kind of in the late 50s, and started pretty much the bluegrass scene in the Northeast.
Okay.
Johnny Harold led him, but before that it was like the, but it's kind of like, you remember we were talking about Doc Watson?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of on that kind of,
yeah, well, I heard genre. I heard the Bluebird Sing has been done by a lot of people as far as that goes. This is,
when I say Johnny Harold, he was the singer, and the original band he started with in the Northeast,
Okay, you're moving away from your phone right now, so
I'm
can't.
Sorry.
Hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right,
so I heard the Bluebird Sing goes back to 1952, and and like I say, it's been done by everybody from Wink Martindale to Kris Kristofferson.
I know. Now, here's my request.
Hopefully, it's not that.
Do you think you could do the John Harold version of it?
Where would I find that? Like, I've got it by Marty Robbins or Kris Kristofferson or Wink Martindale or the Browns, but I don't know where I'd find that.
Spit and Polish Records. It's like a remake.
Well, yeah, but okay, I can look for it on YouTube, but it's not something I'm going to have. But I can look for it. But, you know, like I say, when it comes to a Marty Robbins or something like that, I got it. But I've never heard of, I don't.
How about this song? Do you remember, this one.
Hang on a minute. I just realized, by the way, you and I are talking and the news is on. I have blown it completely. So tell me what else you want to hear, and then I'm going to go.
Martha and Me is his,
I don't know about Martha and Me.
I know. That's about a passenger pigeon that died, but it's his Tour de Force song.
Okay, I can't find songs that I've never heard of and don't know the artists, because I don't have
them. Well, Martha and Me is by John Harold.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know this John Harold. I don't have anything by him.
Well, you should research John.
All right, I'll see what I can find.
Martha and Me is about the last passenger pigeon at the story.
Oh, God help us.
But no, like Johnny Cash paint stories.
All right, yeah, I just looked up John Harold. I'll have nothing by him.
Okay.
You know, you're talking about that folk era full of communists.
No.
Well, actually, in his case, yes, he went to a socialist boarding school. Yes, he went to a socialist boarding school, by the way. Yes, we don't need to know too much more.
I don't get into that. I just know he was a great musician.
Okay.
However, I do know this. I do know that he did struggle with he died at 70.
Yeah, well, maybe suicide. They don't know. It's undeclared. He was 65 when he died, actually, in 2005. Yeah, but I don't know him. I absolutely don't know him, and I'm not. I'm really not inclined to find him.
Don't.
Thanks.
Don't use up your brain cells.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye. All right. So yeah, the news is on. So you and I are just talking, but there's just no way. You know, I think anybody listening to me understands what I like or don't like, and don't. You know, don't terrorize me with these Joan Baez-esque, you know, garbage that I don't want to hear, Pete Seeger. You may love it, and that's great. Listen to it somewhere else.
Hey, lady. Look like you done had an accident. Pull on up in the driveway. Let me show you what I can do for you. Real cheap. If your body's brand new or it's been knocked around, I swear they're all the same, baby. When you turn them upside down, I'm your body and friend of man. I can fix your car. When it comes to bodies and fenders, I'm some kind of superstar. A 1,000 U.S. models and a foreign car too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the Johnny Adams version of it, and Dr. John's on that, among other people. Doc Pomus was a co-writer of that. But there you have it. And I think it was written quite a while ago. Well, we know it had to be written before 1991 because Doc Pomus died in 1991. But Doc and Duke Robillard wrote it, and Johnny Adams released it in 1988 on Room with a View. And I thought it was just a terrific record. And that was the first release of it, too. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Naoto was in Japan. What's happening tonight, Naoto?
Yeah, cicadas are crying, so it's pretty loud around here.
Yeah.
You know, but since it's summer, so
right.
We are thriving. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Waitress and related stuff.
All right. Now, interesting you'd want to talk about radio, because I've always been envious of Japan because they adopted a great HD system years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I mean, Waitress, not radio.
Okay, what'd you... I'm sorry.
Like a fat loss, weight loss, like, you know, like a fitness-related, you know.
Weight loss?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about? Weight loss? It says on... John thought you said radio. I said, okay, we'll talk about radio. All right, weight loss it is. All right, what about weight loss?
Yeah. So I think Cindy was talking about like weight loss and so... So you know, I have some interest in these kind of stuff. So I think people mainly talk about nutrition aspect of like weight loss, like calories in and calories out.
Right.
You know. And so I understand that, but I think people kind of like overlooking lifestyle aspect of it, like habits and you know.
Sure, absolutely true.
So, yeah, you know, I was pretty heavy as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like basically like yeah I like to eat, so I was eating basically like all day long, you know.
Yeah.
So but you know, like my like school health how should I say this, health inspection, like, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so they told me that I should lose some weight.
Right.
Yeah, so first thing I tried was like low-fat stuff, you know.
Okay.
Basically, like, so it worked, you know, since, you know, fat has like 9 calories per gram. So
okay.
It's pretty calorie dense, so it worked, but, you know, my skin got pretty like dry and...
Yeah.
So my body didn't work that well, I guess.
Exactly. Your body said, what are you doing to me? Yeah.
Yeah. So I switched to just more like a basic calorie restriction type diet. So,
right. How'd that work?
Well, it worked well, but, you know, I was kind of like hungry, obviously, you know, since we restriction calories.
Right.
So eventually what was the best for me was like eating fewer meals. Like,
right.
So, you know, I am still restricting calories since, you know, we got to obviously restrict calories to lose weight. So.
Right.
But, you know, like eating more like bigger meals, but fewer times.
Right, exactly. And not eating after a certain hour, so you're not eating too close to bed.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. So maybe it's plays a role too, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, so like reducing meal frequencies and keeping busy also helps.
Yes, absolutely. Physical exercise of any type, anything to get that metabolism going, especially if you're reducing the calories, because if you're reducing the calories and not exercising, your body will just conserve them rather than have you lose weight. So, yeah, if you can reduce the calories and exercise, now you got a winner.
Yeah, I think also, like, I think you're a pretty busy person, so you don't really think about this, but I think people with a lot of free time tend to, like, eat more frequently than, the, you know, like a very busy person.
Yes, absolutely. And people eat for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with nutrition.
Like, exactly. So, yeah I think keeping busy and, you know, doing something they enjoy is like a pretty good small.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree completely. I think the people who want this magic pill that's going to take care of it all, those are the people who are going to wind up in big trouble because you can't keep it off. And, you know, that's the thing. Right. So many different diets. You hear about people, I lost 200 pounds and all this. Yeah, you gain back 300. I mean, the idea is to keep the weight off, and that's the hard part for people.
Yeah, sure. I completely agree.
Sure, absolutely. You know, I say get a good scale and know what the hell you're eating. Yes.
Right. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just my personal opinion on that.
You're right. You're 100% right. And the other thing they always say, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. Well, yes and no, because we metabolize things differently. And especially if you're eating a bunch of garbage, take a look at the ingredient list. And if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing well. Did you hit the gain? Did you hit the goal for what you want to be weight wise?
Yes, I did. So,
all right.
The final point I wanted to talk about. Sorry for taking up time, but the protein. Protein is pretty nice for satiety, I think.
Uh huh.
Right. So eating a lot of protein and some carbs and some fat and restricting calories and it worked best for me. So. Thanks for sharing my thoughts.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Well, congratulations, and you've kept the weight off. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
All right. So, radio. Jeez, John. All right. 888-876-5593. I love talking about radio, but we were talking about weight loss. All right. We'll get to Gary and Ruth and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
There's something on Granddaddy's mind. He went to the doctor, got a brand new pill. The doctor said, son, you ain't over the hill. Now he can't sit still. Great gosh, I'm out.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. Well, that's the A-side for Howard Tate. Yeah, played Half a Man earlier, and the closest to a hit was Look at Granny Run Run. Jerry Ragavoy was a co-writer of that, and he produced it. And a fine record on Verve, 1966, and rest in peace, Howard, who would have had a birthday today. So Gary in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I kind of like that song.
Me too.
And the one before it too. I like that.
Oh, Body and Fender Man. Yeah, it's a good.
Yeah,
it was good. And the 80s. So you got to like things from the 80s when they're good because it's so rare. Yeah.
Sure. And I do have a couple of requests.
Oh, good.
One of them is Devil with a Blue Dress.
Okay, short. Yes, of course. I'd be delighted to play that.
Which I didn't even know existed until the 2000s. So
really,
I never heard it when it was out.
Oh man! And well, because it wasn't a hit, but it was such a great record. And then you heard that horrible Mitch Ryder thing, and you say, "What was he thinking?"
Yeah. Absolutely. How can you ruin that?
Yes.
And then, if it's not one thing, it's another by Richard
Dimplesfields. Yeah, talking about him today and how much I like Richard Dimplesfields. I do.
Yeah, I heard Johnny play it the other night, and I didn't get to hear the whole song, but it's a great one.
Oh, it is.
I like
it. It is. Yeah, I thought he was just the best. And, you know, so underrated. Jazzy Lady was a hit in Philly, at least, so that's something.
Oh,
but,
I never heard that
oh,
one.
Yeah, I'll play Jazzy Lady for you tomorrow night. Okay, going to write
that
down.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you'll like that. And there's so many by him. He does a beautiful You Send Me.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I think you played that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
so,
he does.
Yeah, so many things. And, of course, that thing with Betty Wright ragging him at the end of it, She's Got Papers on Me, is just a classic.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Love that song, too.
Yeah.
And then this will take us up to news. That's another one.
Okay.
But
all right.
You know, but just whatever you feel like playing instrumentally. It doesn't matter too much.
Sure.
Or at all.
Absolutely. I will be happy to do that.
But I'm very happy that Donna has decided to move.
Yes. Yes. I'm relieved at that.
I've lived in one place where they actually cleaned the air ducts in my ducts in my 50 years of living in apartments. I've only had one instance where they came out and cleaned out the air ducts. So, you know, I don't know, if I were that landlord, I'd want to keep her because she's been there for 16 years and she's a good tenant, and I'd put in a new AC and I'd fix everything. But people don't want to do that. I don't.
Well, one of the problems is that she's not paying much rent, and the landlord's probably thinking, "Well, she gets what she deserves. I could rent it for a lot more." So, if that's the case, let her try.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I would say she's staying here. I don't have to do any, you know, make readies or anything like that.
Right.
And she deserves to pay less rent. I'm going to fix this AC. That's what I would do if I were.
Oh, of course, of course. But, you know, I mean, landlords are a breed of their own. But I will say, in their defense, tenants can be really a trip,
too.
Oh,
they can.
It's unbelievable what tenants can do. So it's a double-edged sword. But if you're like Donna and you're a legit renter and your landlord does not see that as a blessing, it is time to go.
I had a landlord that wouldn't give me a water heater.
Ah,
and
I think there are laws about that.
I lived there for 3 or 4 months, and it was right around the time my father died, so I didn't spend a lot of time there. But I was just paying month to month, so I just found another place and moved.
Yeah.
And the one saving grace I had of that apartment was it was built up. So if it was 90 degrees, the water would be 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And so that was the only saving grace there. But he had a nice new truck. I could, anytime he'd come by to get the rent, he'd open the window and it'd smell that nice new truck smell. And I'm like, why can't you spring for a water heater, dude? You know, come on.
Well, like I say, I don't know what laws are out there, but I would think things like water heater would be high on the list. I know in some states, like, as you probably know, California, you don't need to supply a refrigerator. In fact, a lot of landlords just don't. It's sort of a California thing. But I would think heating and water heater would be basic.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a garage apartment and such as that, but I was happy to say goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Gone. Absolutely. Yeah. If you've rented in so many places, you all have a ton of stories. I had one who would save on the electricity by cutting off all the lights at night. The problem is there was a pool in the courtyard that you'd have to walk across to get to your unit. I can't tell you how many nights I fell into the damn pool. So,
man.
Yeah. That's what finally got me out of there. But, yeah, you have all sorts of stories like that, so sure. But I would think in most states that's a wrongful failure. You've got to supply heat. And, you know, like in Arizona, I think you have to supply some form of air conditioning. You know, now that wouldn't be true in most states. But, you know, like in North Dakota, I would hope you have to, you know, supply heat, you know, whatever the situation is. So, at the very least, I'd think that you'd have to have access to hot water, but maybe not.
But I don't know how he got around it, and I didn't pursue it because I had to deal with my father dying, and there's so much other stuff going
exactly.
on. When I came back after helping my mother with some stuff, I just found another place, and I was out of there within, you know, a month.
Oh, yeah, and I understand that moving is a bitch, but, man, once you're out of there, it's such a relief. It's like a new lease on life getting over those problems.
Yeah, because I've had to move places because of lack of maintenance.
Yeah.
Especially some of these big corporate property owners they'll just put like a Band-Aid on something and, you know, fix it more later, redo the Band-Aid later.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Instead of giving you a new AC, they'll just throw in some coolant, and then 3 months later or less, they'll throw in more coolant.
Right.
You know, it's much cheaper to do it that way. But, but I'm glad she's going to be able to move.
And I can't wait to hear where she goes. Yeah. And I'm really thrilled to know she's going to be on Family Feud. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that'll be good to see. I'll just watch that.
Yeah, you betcha. We'll stay tuned for those dates.
Yeah, because it's probably, you know, maybe, 6 months out from it.
At least, I would assume. I mean, not time-dated, so they could do those. And if they're like most game shows, they're doing 5 of them in a day.
Yeah, and so, you know, it may air 3 months after she does it, but that would be cool to see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just some thoughts on that, on those things.
Good deal. All right. Well, I'm glad you called. Always good to hear from you.
I appreciate it. Thanks
a lot. Okay, thanks. Yeah. So,
Bye. Yeah.
Family Feud, that was originally a Mark Goodson show. And, of course, he's no longer with us, so I don't know who syndicates that now. But probably Mark Goodson Productions, whoever they may be. I don't know who would own that, but obviously not Mark. All right, well, good. That'll be fun. And, you know, when I'm looking for those YouTube videos that I've mentioned ad nauseum, the bottom line is you come across a lot, and I don't know why, of Family Feud clips. And I haven't actually been enticed to watch any of them, but I think that I may. I know it was kind of weird because it was originally on ABC and then it went into syndication, but then it was on CBS and then it went into syndication again. So, I'm sure there's a whole story there that, you know. Well, we'll talk tomorrow night, 21 hours from now, and we'll apologize to Ruth. She had a request. Now, if she can do this in 20 seconds. All right. So, Ruth, you got 20 seconds if you're there. What's the request?
Rally, the Kenosha County Fair is going on. Mirror, mirror,
20
around
seconds.
The wall.
20 seconds.
The longest winded.
20 seconds.
Longest,
what's the song? 10
winded,
seconds. 9, 8,
winded person of them
7,
all.
6, 5. You're not giving me
good
your
night.
Request. Call me tomorrow night. All right, so that's it. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air in Master Control, doing a wonderful job at that. And we thank John for screening your calls. Always an interesting job and so much appreciated. But above all, I thank you for calling, which is what makes the show a pleasure for me to do. So do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.